This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The rapid spread of the Omicron variant is already adding further stress to health facilities. In New York and New Jersey, an urgent care chain called CityMD is temporarily closing 19 locations because staff is apparently spread too thin. Nationally, nearly one in five healthcare workers has quit their job during the pandemic, with the government projecting a shortfall of about 1 million nurses in the coming year. A recent survey by a healthcare staffing firm finds there's one group less likely to quit. It's nurses who are foreign-born. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Leo Felix Jurado left the Philippines to work as a nurse in the U.S. in the late 1980s.
I took the exam and passed it, and I was here when I was 22 years old.
Because of its colonial history with the U.S., the nursing curriculum in the Philippines is very similar, and the country has been a major source of immigrant nurses since World War II.
Every time there's a U.S. shortage, the U.S. has turned to the Philippines for help.
Jurado, now a professor of nursing in New Jersey, says Filipino nurses often end up taking jobs in high-stress environments that others might refuse.
Obviously, they don't have choices when they're being recruited because they just want to come to America.
That may have contributed to disproportionate risks during the pandemic. Filipinos made up a quarter of COVID deaths among nurses, despite being only 4% of the workforce. A survey of nurses from the Philippines and other countries by AMN Healthcare showed they were more likely to work in emergency and intensive care, and the majority had treated many COVID patients. More than 80% were burnt out. And yet, a nearly identical share said they were satisfied with their job, says Sinead Carberry, the head of international recruiting.
We conclude really from the survey that they have a high level of resilience.
Of course, these nurses may have a different calculus for staying in their jobs. Their immigration status sometimes depends on it. Nurses can come to the U.S. on either short-term H-1B visas or by being approved for a green card. Both options are in very limited supply and inadequate to quickly fill shortages, says immigration lawyer Amy Erlbacher-Anderson.
Even if you're lucky enough to be able to get an immigrant visa, you can't get an appointment at a consulate and to start working.
In September, the State Department announced embassies could prioritize visa applications for healthcare workers on a case-by-case basis. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.